Well, if one were to name the one really good thing that the European Union has done for all of its citizens, it would be in the field of discrimination. Without it, without the directives of the EU, we would have not seen discrimination protection across Europe. We think this is a very important issue, and what the EU is doing now is just filling the gap. It's just adding what hasn't been there before in terms of the legal basis is there. It's just now saying the protection is for everybody on the same grounds horizontally. So that's why it's very important that this comes in, because we need that protection across Europe.
But Germany opposes that directive.
Yes, unfortunately, and it's a great shame that Germany is opposing this directive from where we sit, very almost petty grounds, have sort of own concerns about not having too much EU legislation, and it brings forward reasons which are not credible, and they are very, very easy to counteract. It gives this protection to all of its citizens. The German law is horizontal, and it already has everything incorporated that the EU is proposing, and it is just simply denying that same right for the rest of Europe, which is difficult because discrimination is a very, very serious human rights violation, and it's ripe across Europe.
Does this anti-discrimination directive include any new types of discrimination, or are we talking about the standard discriminations?
No, what it does now is it says that it's for all of the grounds that the EU law describes. Okay, so the EU will say it's on gender, it's on race, it's on disability, belief, religion, sexual orientation. And beforehand, it would protect everybody on employment, and only race and gender more horizontally, for example, in relation to accessing housing. And now it's just extending that basically to all of the grounds for which it has a legal basis. So it's not creating new law in the EU, it's just basically filling a gap in terms of implementing what it already has.